Echevre, in the longest year we were preparing El Yom Narayim, we can't forget the Parsha. Have to live with the Parsha. And you learn a little bit from the Halakha Parsha. You know, the Mittler Rebbe, Menachem Mendel, the Mittler Rebbe was known as the Mittler Rebbe because he was the middle of the first three Rebbes of Chabad. The first Rebbe of Chabad was the Baal Tanya. And then you had the Mittler Rebbe of Menachem Mendel, and then you have the Semes Tzedek. And the Mittler Rebbe, they said a very famous story that when he said it about Parshas B'chukosa, I believe, but it's the same Parshas Kisavo. B'chukosa and Kisavo are the klalos, are the toichacha. And he said that one time the Mittler Rebbe, one time he was in a shul, which he never was there before, and he heard a balkaira that he never heard before read Parshas B'chukosa, and the Mittler Rebbe fainted. And they woke him up, and he finally got up, and he said, "I've always heard this Parsha from my tati." From the Baal Tanya, he always heard from his father. I never heard it in such a way before. To me, it was always sounded like brachas. The first time, I was so scared to hear it in such a way. It's pshat. Pshat is vada. All the klolos in the Torah are meant to be mechazikos, and are meant to, ultimately, that we should be nepach lebrachos, and they all can be nepach lebrachos. You did nafshi Yervair Mirzafi once, he gave me a sefer, and it goes through each and every pasuk of all the toich of Kisavom, Bechukosai, and shows that each could be nepach lebracha, could be turned around to a bracha. So I want to share one pasuk in the toichacha, and the way the Imri Noyam sees this pasuk is a chizik teaching every one of us. And a bracha could sometimes not just tell us, a bracha is not just Shefa and Parnasa and children. Bracha means it's also causing us to grow. And not just from a bad place, from a good place as well. So the pasuk says, Zera Rav Totzi Asada, that when you have a lot, you have a lot of produce, but Uma'at Tesof, you only gather very, very little. Ki Chasenu Ha'arbe, because the Arbe, the locust, are going to come and finish it all off. So the pasuk sounds very bad. Even though you're growing a lot and you're excited, it's all going to be taken by the locusts. You're not going to get any of it. So listen to that. Hey, Imri Noam learns this. You know, we all know the famous Mishnah in Avos. Lo Alecha, if you didn't know it from a Mishnah, you know it because it's a song from the boys' choir back in the days. Lo Alecha, Amlocha Ligmor, Velo Ata Ben Chorin Livato Mimeno. No, Chever doesn't know. It's very old school. Miami. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to sing now. I won't even try. After hearing Yishai all night, Mamish, how could I even try to sing something else? Oh, but anyways, Lo Alecha Amlocha Ligmor. So it's not upon you to finish the Malacha. You don't have to finish. Mamish, we see, or even already have Mesechus Brachos, but we see Exuvus, to finish all of that, Mamish. Finish all of Torah, it's many, many lifetimes. It's not about finishing. However, at the same time, Lo'ata ben Chayrin Livatum Menu. You're also not free to say, Ach Vesesh, because I can't finish it, I'm not going to do it at all. What's the purpose? So yes, I don't understand. One would ever say such a thing. One would ever say, because I'm not going to finish it, so then I'm not going to do it at all. What's the mindset? What's being taught us in this Mishnah? He says he has a different take, a different understanding of what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. He said something so deep and so beautiful. He says, imagine if an individual, an artist, is given some gold or some silver to create a kli, to create a nice kois, a nice cup, a becher. So vada, he's given an end job. That artist, he could decide when he's going to put in time, when he's not going to put in time. You know, the guy drops off the gold, says, I want this in a month. It's only a few day job. Today I'll work on it, tomorrow I won't. I'll get the job done. That's all that matters. I'm going to get the job done. However, if you have an uman, if you have an artist, you have someone where there's no end job. There's not a product that needs to come out. It's just you need to do. It's not that you have to produce something. You need to do your avodah. You need a non-stop paint. Your job is to paint. Oh, paint what? Just paint, paint, paint. So when there's no end, the avodah is to never stop. Meaning when you have, there's an end, when there's a soif, when there's a goal and there's a finishable goal. So then I'm going to work. I could work when I want to work because it's just about doing the goal. I could do today. I could do tomorrow. I'm going to finish my goal. But if there's no goal, there's no product to finish, the avod is to never stop working. Anu amelim kabel schar, we say, right? Anu amelim. The schar is on the amelus. It's not on the end product. My avodah is the toil. And therefore, why is that? Because lo alecha amlocha ligmor. Because, here's how we have to learn this Mishnah, you know, because there is no concept of ever finishing. Go into any base medrash, go into your own homes and look at your wall of svarim, and it's an never-ending avodah. It's a never to master shas, to master Tanakh, to master halacha, to master sifrei chasidus, to master, it's a never-ending malacha. Lo alecha amlocha gmor. Therefore, because of that, not despite it, but because of that, lo ato ben chorin livatol mimena. Therefore, the avodah is not to finish, the avodah is just to be amal and never stop. To put in as much work as you can. Because there is no end product. That's our avodah. And therefore, never be satiated. And never be satiated in what you've done already. Vada, you can be proud of what you've done, but never satiated. We should be proud of what we've done. We should enjoy, be besimcha with our accomplishments, but never be satiated because there's always more to do. And therefore, the way that Imre Noam learns this pasuk, Zerarav toitzi asada is not just talking about begashmi. Begashmi is, begashmi is like we spoke about last night, histapkis bemuot. You only want very, very little when it comes to materialism and luxuries. I only need what I need. But beruchnias pumfaker, just the opposite. Zerarav toitzi asada. When you have a tremendous amount of produce and you've accomplished a lot in your learning, accomplished a lot in your maisim toidim, in your chesed, in your tzedakah, in your tefillah, you've done a lot. Realize, uma'at tasof. You've really gathered in very, very little. There's so much more to do. There's so much more to accomplish in learning, in chesed, in tefillah, in every area. That's how we have to learn this pasuk. You've done so much. I've only actually gathered a little bit. There's so much more to do. And therefore, what's our voda? Don't stop doing. Don't get down about that. Be besimcha with what we accomplished. But because lo alecha amlocha ligmar, then lo ata ben chorin levatim menon. That's our voda. Avoid this, realize, especially, you may elul, especially during these days. Sometimes we look at ourselves and realize, but what have I accomplished? What have I done? And don't worry about that. Just do. As Nike said, just do it. Just do it. Don't stop doing. Don't stop. That's our avoidah. Just to be amal in ruchnias, in Torah, in avoidah, in chasadim. And then we'll all be zoicha in that tzchus. So that they will have bizoicha, that the Yibishter will just bless us with gezunt and yeshuos and refuos, and all of Klai Yisrael should just be watched. He's always watched over the Rabbanu Shalom, but all Klai Yisrael should have a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year where it's bracha begiloy, not just benister, and a year where we're zoicha to gula shleim with yishach kenu and here v'meino of a hilig Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh